Member BJC Healthcare.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning sauce. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerberg's and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton invites you to its grand opening July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Shop for hard-to-find firearm models from Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, Ruger, FN, Beretta, and Kimber. Shoot on the state-of-the-art indoor range. Register for prizes like Crimson Trace laser grips. Meet celebrity hunter Outdoors Dan Young. Watch competition and trick shooters in action. Metro Shooting Supplies, St. Charles Rock Road and Fifi in Bridgeton. Learn more at buylearnshoot.com or visit them on Facebook, buylearnshoot.com.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. I said welcome. Hello. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Bill.
I thought you were talking to the people on radio.
Too. Usually when we say something, you're like, oh, I wasn't talking to you.
How many times do we have to do this?
That's why he wanted to do that joke again.
That's right. It is Friday the 13th, everybody.
And people are doing special things today.
What's that mean?
Special, free food at certain restaurants and sales. And
I know they had the 7-Eleven deal. July 11th, you got like free Slurpee.
Well, then I saw something on TV just yesterday here in the studio about Chick-fil-A, if you dressed up like a cow, and then there was something with Starbucks. And
Who does that? Who dresses up like a cow?
I don't know. Couldn't you just
get a free sandwich?
You
get a free sandwich.
Couldn't you just wear a mask like a cow mask?
No, I saw a food show.
Over.
What? I saw a food show online, and they say for every Chick-fil-A that they open, they let like the first 100 people that come in the door, they get free food, free food for
line.
A year.
Well, don't you remember when they did that here?
They camp overnight.
Uh-huh.
They,
yeah, they've done it the a couple on, times here.
The one on Manchester, they did that.
So what is free food for a year? Weekly,
you get,
monthly?
I think you get so many, like 100 or 200 free sandwiches or something.
They have good food.
Oh, they outstanding food.
They did that in Arnold, too, I believe.
I know, and anytime you drive by any of them, it looks like they're giving stuff away. It's so crowded.
Oh, I know.
I don't understand it. I mean, it is good, but come on.
Well, it's it's good.
It's worth it. So, yes, today is July 13th, Friday the 13th, I believe. No, we did that already.
Oh.
By the way, welcome. Welcome. To the
Hi,
show.
Bill. Welcome.
There are three, I believe, Friday the 13th in 2012.
Wow.
I think we've already had one.
I think this is the third one.
Oh, this is it already?
I believe this is the third one. And I heard earlier that this they're 13 weeks apart, which that's kind of creepy, too.
Whoa.
But that's it. Who cares? Friday the 13th. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's good to be with you folks here today. We have Joe Hipperson will be in after 4 o'clock. We'll do some trivia a little bit later today and some other fun stuff to kick around. And I'm very excited. I found, and I'll tell you later what it is. I found a product that tastes just like another product, but it's like a half the price. And I can't wait to share it with you because I'm very excited.
Oh,
I discovered it yesterday.
Now.
You are a bargain
That's
hunter.
That's a tease.
Aren't
a little
you?
Tease. I'll tell you a little bit later. Before that, we welcome you and we open the show with the question, does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Nope.
Come on,
Dan,
I do.
You're not going to share?
No, I'll share. Here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Bill. I am absolutely worn out today from a couple of nights of just getting in. The earliest I got in was last night at 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning. Oh. Wow.
Carousing
party animal.
Yeah. The Dave Matthews Band was in town. Wednesday night.
Is there a reason you keep messing with your microphone?
No, I don't.
You guys hear that?
Yeah.
Is it messing around?
Yeah.
I was kind of moving.
I hear clinkety, clinkety, clink.
The Dave Matthews Band was in town Wednesday night, and a lot of you know that my friend Tim Reynolds, that we grew up together, went to Hazelwood Central, Hazelwood Junior High, the Hawks, go Hawks.
Oh, my goodness.
We went to school together and grew up and played in a band together when we were in high school, and he's the guitar player for Dave Matthews. So,
yeah, it never happens like 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Right? No,
when you're it's always the car place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
No. So it's at 4 in the morning. And luckily we were on a little hill and I backed the car up into the subdivision and just kind of parked it. And it's like, all right, who do we call at 4 in the morning to come get us? So my sister-in-law, Jody, came and got us. And then the car got towed and everything is being worked on right now. So
that had to be a scary call. Her two daughters are with you.
Yeah.
I
was thinking about that.
Yeah, I know.
Jody, everything's okay.
Yeah. Yes. Everything's fine, but, and we haven't been drinking. Everything's fine.
You have to come pick us up.
Yeah. And then, so Tim stayed over because all of his family's here yesterday. And he went down and had dinner and everything and visited with his dad and some other family. And then we have some old high school buddies that we reconnected with, and we went over to one of their house at Paul and hung out with him all night until about 3 this morning.
Now, when you're with all of your high school buddies, which one of you is like the bigger star, you or Tim Reynolds?
Oh, please.
I mean,
yes.
When do they?
Dan.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, does that come up at all?
Dan has millions of listeners that listen to him every day.
Because he's kind of on your turf here
and
in
St. Louis.
And
Tim probably has millions of dollars.
Yeah. No, that's never come up. That's never come up. But the stories, I wish that we could have Paul. Paul is the guy that retains all of the stories, and he tells. We had story time last night with Paul, and Paul tells all these stories about stuff that we did as kids.
Why don't you remember?
I remember the stuff, but I don't remember in great detail like he does.
Oh, crap!
I know.
I forgot!
And Tim's the same way. I think everybody has that person in the group.
A good storyteller.
Friends.
Yeah.
Details.
Yeah, the detail-oriented person that will remember every detail of that story.
And he could be making most of it up because you don't remember.
No, yeah. I when he starts bringing up that stuff, then you remember. That's what happened. It's like, I forgot all about that. And one of the stories was about going to Chuck Berry's farm. Chuck Berry in the 70s used to have concerts out of his farm.
Yeah.
He had concerts, and the big name bands were out there. Jojo Gunn, REO Speedwagon, The Band, and the list went on and on. And we were out there, and it was like a giant Woodstock. And the one thing that I remember about that was that people would set tents up. And
where
then they
was
went,
this?
In Wentzville, on Chuck Berry's
farm.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is he still there? Is he still out there?
You know what? I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So, but the thing that I remember is they would have tents set up, and then right outside the tent, they would have little signs. And a list, it was a menu of what drugs they offered and a price.
Really?
Yeah. A price for the drugs.
That's
drugs.
Why he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs were
selective
legal back then?
Memory.
Is that what
no,
it was?
No, they weren't legal, but... but
as long as you're on Chuck's farm, I guess there's different laws.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I remember. And then I remember walking around the back, and we kind of followed this band, and this all girls band was getting off a bus, and we just kind of walked in with them, and we were all of a sudden we're in Chuck Berry's house.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
And Chuck Berry's there.
Lex security.
Yeah. I have no idea. We just acted like we belonged, and we're in Chuck Berry's house, and Chuck Berry had a dog on a leash, and so we were kind of talking to Chuck a little bit, and I told him to hang
on. He didn't
on.
Ask him, who are you?
No, he just started talking to us. And I remember, and Paul brought this up, that I said to Chuck, hang on to that effing leash.
Why, was it a big dog?
It was a pretty big dog. And then we ended up just kind of following people, and we were backstage. We were completely backstage.
Were the girls cute?
Oh yeah.
Well, I think that's
I don't know. I don't remember.
Chuck was paying attention to you guys. No.
I don't remember the band, and I did talk with some of the guys in REO Speedwagon and asked them if they were going to do like Golden Country and Riding the Storm Out and stuff like that. And then the band came down off of the stage, and we just kind of looked at ourselves and said, "How did we get back here? We're backstage."
Wow.
Talking to these people, and then we ended
up... Don't do drugs.
Yeah. We didn't. We were the only two in our group that weren't stoned.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
So that's what we did. We told stories. We talked about music and all kinds of stuff last night and just got caught up. So
that's good. That's fun to reconnect.
Oh, it is. I've been reconnecting with a lot of high school friends and stuff, and it is fun.
I wonder if that happens as much anymore now because of like Facebook. Everybody's all together now. You know what I'm saying?
Connect every freaking month.
Oh, it's easier to connect now.
Well, yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, as opposed to like he's having to sit around with his buddies and have that. But on Facebook, everybody's now. You know what I'm saying? You don't have
keep
to
in touch,
investigate
right.
quite as have... much. It's a little easier, I suppose.
It's easier to find people now, and it's easier to stay in touch more with people that you really grew up with. I mean, there's people that I'm reconnecting with that I've known since I was 2 years old. We grew up together.
Wow.
You remember him from when you were two?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to run around.
Can't remember Chuck Berry's farm, but he remembers two-year-old stuff. All right. Well, all the phones are going crazy, so I say we take some calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Those are our telephone numbers. We would love to chat with you here on this Friday the 13th. And first up is Jim. Hi, Jim. What's going on?
Hey, man, this is Jim, Mayor Defiance. Chuck Berry's place is still out there on Buckner Road off of Highway Z near Umalia and Wentzville.
Huh.
It's pretty much in disrepair, but it's still there.
So, but he doesn't live there anymore?
No. I think he lives in Frontenac, I believe, last I talked to him.
So you can drive right past it now, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Berry Park, you know, they had all the trees and place to put up tents and picnic and so forth. Yeah, it's still there.
I'll be done.
Remember his restaurant, you know, where he got caught in the back? The holes
yeah,
over there?
That's owned by Lindenwood University now up there in Wentzville.
After he sold it, though, they turned it into a Chinese restaurant. It was called
Peking. Yeah, well, that's
Peking
been all bought out as part of university now.
He didn't get it. No.
Jim, you talked right
stepped
over.
On my phone.
I'm not going there. Just behave yourself.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us know.
See ya.
See you later. You want to do the joke again? I thought it was pretty good.
It was the Peking Inn.
Yeah. I didn't even hear the setup.
Yeah, you'll have to subscribe to the podcast. Here's another Jim. How are you, Jim?
Hey, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And, it's too bad Frank's not there today.
That's what I was thinking.
He should have told the world's worst producer that, you know, it was a wonderful story he told there about Chuck's farm and the concert and that. But he said it was bigger than Woodstock.
No, I didn't say
that.
I said it was a mini Woodstock.
He said it was like a Woodstock.
It was like a
giant Woodstock.
No. Jim, you weren't paying attention.
Good story, Jim.
Story. Hang on, Jim.
I'm getting.
Hold on, Jim. You keep talking. Hang on here. Hold on. I said it was like a mini Woodstock. That's what I said.
Oh, you did.
I did.
It sounded like you said giant. I'm getting old. I don't hear as well as I used to. It's from attending all those Woodstock concerts.
I'll put $1,000 on it, Jim. We'll play it back.
All right.
Wow, it's okay.
All right, Jim. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, and you have a wonderful weekend, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, that was awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, it's pretty good. AM and the PM, and it's a pleasure. It's my pleasure. Yeah. Not your pleasure.
Very nice.
Hey, I was just telling Dan, my wife just got on Facebook 3 months ago, and she, her and my cousin just now drove to New York Monday straight through to see an old friend they hadn't seen in 29 years, and got to see her and the Statue of Liberty and the 9/11 Center and all that. Now she's on her way back right now, driving back from New York, all within 5 days. It's crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, so social media does kind of help you know, reconnect or find out who's stalking it still.
Yeah.
And, Don, you also have the other aspect of it. You have people who you never wanted to reconnect with, and they find you. You're like, you know what? I didn't want to talk to you 20 years ago. I don't want to talk to you now.
Yeah, but, you know, the ugly ones in school are now the pretty ones.
Isn't that funny how that works? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Don. See you later. Okay. And on we go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
What's up?
Dan.
That's what I said.
You're still talking? That story went on forever, especially since you were at a place that was greater than Woodstock.
Yeah, I know. I had a couple other calls that said that I did say it was what did I say?
Like
it was
a giant greater. Woodstock.
Like a giant Woodstock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never went to Chuck Berry's. But the best place that I used to go to concerts was SIU.
Oh.
Mississippi River.
SIU was awesome.
I forgot more concerts there than I ever did.
I know. Mississippi River Festival, that was one awesome place to go see a show.
Man. And then Stages.
Yeah, Stages was fun, too.
And Grandma's House, or Grandma's?
Granny's Rocker.
Granny's, that's it.
Yeah. Is that the one up on... Wow. The Rock Road or someplace like that?
No, I thought that was in Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, no, Granary was in Illinois, and Granny's Rock House was down in Peavey, or not Peavey, Pacific, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or down towards Eureka. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but.
All right.
Yeah, you did say bigger than Woodstock.
Okay, well, I guess I don't care. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other, but Dan, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Hey.
All right.
I guess I owe Jim $1,000.
Yeah, boy.
Does it really, really matter? Here is Mike. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I just want to collect that $1,000, too. Because Dan did say it was like a giant Woodstock.
Okay. I didn't bet you, though.
Again.
I don't want to share that with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You guys have a good day.
It's a pleasure. Okay. Good Lord almighty. All right, so let's take our first break of the afternoon. What do you say?
And, yes. Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
Good God.
Good Lord.
We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With our first look at the roads, here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Everyone, Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday at 11 a.m. for Smart Living. Local track and field standout Brittany Borman talks about heading to the Olympics in London, and her mother offers advice to other parents on how much to encourage and when to back off. Plus, he's written the book of advice from famous pro athletes. Local teen author Matthew Perlman joins me on The Best in Sport.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
This again, here is Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. And you know, Tim, I was thinking the same thing you said.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys don't want to talk to me. Just don't pop me up, you know?
People don't know what that means.
Yeah, turn you up.
Don't turn me up.
We were just talking about concerts and Chuck Berry and drugs, so you can't say pot me up.
Oh, that's right. You want to see a good concert venue, go to Red Rocks in Colorado. That is...
I would love
to. That's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
And
but
that's
the guy,
where you got married.
Yeah, and that guy that said about the Mississippi River Festival, that there was nothing like it.
That was
awesome. All right, you want to know what's going on? I will tell you. We've got the highway open again. All lanes are open on northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. Now, traffic may be slow from a little bit north of Gravois through Big Bend now as that jam up starts to loosen up. Don't forget, on westbound 64, just after the Poplar Street Bridge, it is closed, so you cannot go that way. You have to get off at either Memorial, Highway 70, or Highway 55, or you can take an alternate bridge, which would be the Eads, the McKinley Bridge, or you can go the King Bridge, or if you want to go a little bit better bridge, you can go Jefferson Barracks down in South County. Also, we've got some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 between Olive and Big then. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. Forgot to record your favorite primetime show? Get Dish and you'll never have to worry about that again. Their new whole home HD DVR, The Hopper, has primetime anytime, and that lets you automatically record all four networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. Dish, let's watch TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission: to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Special report.
The bottom line here is the Supreme Court has upheld the health care case.
The Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare. A bad law, a big tax, it needs to go. I'm John Bruner, a conservative Republican for the U.S. Senate. I'm a Marine, a manufacturer, not a career politician. Now, more than ever, we must fight to repeal Obamacare. It raises our taxes, raises our debt, raises our health care costs, and cuts Medicare for seniors. Claire McCaskill was the deciding vote for Obamacare. She will not vote to repeal it, but I will. As your citizen senator, I'll lead the fight to repeal Obamacare and replace it with common sense reforms that will improve quality, lower cost, and give us all the freedom of choice in health care. The fast track to repeal Obamacare is to defeat Claire McCaskill. I intend to do just that. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company, serving St. Louis County, or visit scottleeheating.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has Kidde Intelligent Alarms for just $29.97. It's a two-in-one alarm with voice alert that detects both smoke and carbon monoxide. It even knows if you're in real danger or if you've just overcooked something. You'll save almost $9, which makes you pretty intelligent as well. So breathe a little easier with Kidde Intelligent Alarms for just $29.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
Saying steer it up, and steer is not a word unless you're driving a car.
Yeah, but it's name of the song.
I'm sitting here during the commercial break. All I can think about is, well, Westport Plaza is like a giant Woodstock. That's all I can think about.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, Jim called during the break. I settled my bet with him.
Good.
All right, and pennies.
314-969-KTRS or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Bill is up next. Hello, Bill.
Hello, I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, thanks. Hallelujah.
We were just taught, when you were talking about it, reminded me back in the mid-60s. Started off, I worked the sheriff's department over in St. Clair County, and there used to be a place in Allerton called the Blue Note. And what it was famous for was after the clubs would close in St. Louis, people like Louis Armstrong and Muddy Waters and those folks would come over to this little hovel of a tavern and jam all night. And we were there one time with a friend of ours in the sheriff's department. He said, "Have you ever been to Benilde, Illinois?" And I said, "No, really had not." Well, there was a place up there in the 60s called the Coliseum. And we used to go up there all the time. We saw Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I think that was up there not too long ago. I think it was
Brian
still open.
The lady was shot during a robbery, and then the place was burnt down.
Hmm.
But it was going strong. Shadows of Night were back then. Paul Revere and the Raiders. A lot of the big bands, back in the 60s were there.
Wow, in Benilde.
All right.
Huh.
It was a hoot. We had a lot of fun, and we're glad there were not cell phone picture takers back then.
Yeah, you almost slipped there. You said you had a lot of drugs too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bill. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Mentioned earlier that I found a product that an off name product that is just like the real product and Oreo cookies. I don't know if you guys are fans of the Oreo cookies. You like Oreos?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody does. But they have these, it's the everyday essentials. Have you heard of this? This is like, they have them at Target a lot, and they have, like, I was at Shop and Save, and they had them. And you know, sometimes when you buy one of these, you're like, it's going to taste a little bit
off. Hydrox does not taste like
Oreos. No. I'm telling you right now, the everyday, if you like Oreo cookie, it's like half the price.
They're probably made in the same place.
I bet you they are made in the same place. They look, the little designs look just like them, except they don't have Oreo on them. And I'm like $2 cheaper than the Oreo cookies. So you're welcome.
Why don't you bring in a package of those and a package of Oreos and let us decide.
Oh, maybe.
Blind taste test.
Hey, but why don't you buy the Oreos and I'll buy the off-brand and bring them in. And we'll
you brought it up.
And you got to have a glass of milk with the Oreo.
And we had talked about Hydrox before, and I don't remember. Are they out of business? They're gone? Hydrox is completely gone.
Not sure.
Really?
I don't know either. But I used to like Hydrox better than Oreos. I did.
Aren't they bigger cookies than Oreo? Aren't they a little bit bigger?
No, they were the same size.
They were the exact same size?
Just like it. They had in the Oreo place, they just had Hydrox on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was almost a carbon copy.
Hydrox. What a weird
name. There was something just a little different.
Yeah, there was something. It was a different taste to them, and I think they were sweeter or something like that. That's why I liked them. I give a major sweet tooth.
Oh, there you go. Save yourself a couple of bucks. They tasted just the same. Big Brother was on last night. I I just was too lazy to get up and change the channel, so I sat and I watched some of this. And
get up! Don't you have a remote control?
Okay. Well, I was.
Do you have a 1950s television?
No, are you 90?
I think the remote was on the table. I was too lazy to touch the remote on the table.
To lean over and get the remote.
And they had, and I like, I think a lot of you watched the first one that came on because it was something new. It was, oh, you're going to lock all these strangers in a house. Okay, that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And I did. I remember watching the first season, I think. And then I haven't watched it since. But some of these guys got on there and they paraded in like they were like the biggest movie stars on the planet. I'm like, really? Your claim to fame is you were locked in a house with 12 other weirdos for a summer?
As soon as they start,
because they had brought back some other people from other seasons. And I'm thinking, really? But it was just a bizarre thing. And it's like this house is on, I believe it's out in the same studio complex where they tape The Price is Right and stuff like that. They built a house like in the parking lot or something.
Really?
And that's where they are all summer long. Just a real weird thing. I think this is huge like in Europe. I think in England, actually. I think they have.
Oh, they have different big brothers, you know, in different countries.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What's
up? AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
I just want to tell you, I grew up on Hydrox cookies, too, and they must have been less expensive than the Oreos.
Oh, I'm sure.
We had to get, we got all the off-brand, no-name kind of, more or less, food when I was a kid because we didn't have that much money. But still, to this day, I would prefer Hydrox over Oreo, and they definitely do taste different.
Yeah, I'm with Debbie.
I wonder why.
And I'm a chocoholic, so I know this stuff.
A chocoholic or a shopaholic?
An alcoholic.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with it?
That's all. I just wanted to bring it up. All right. My memories.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
All right. See
you. See you. Maybe it connects you to your youth if you had those as a young child. Maybe that's what it is. Today is the birthday of Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is
70 years old.
70 years old.
Wow.
I don't know how you could not like Harrison Ford. He's a pretty, excuse me, I think I'm going to choke. Can you guys cover it for a second?
Oh,
I
got a second. Boy, he is
you
so
need the Heimlich or
dull,
something?
Though,
my
on any interviews, whenever he's
you're
on
right.
with, like,
he looks like 70.
Letterman or,
yeah.
I mean, he could not be more boring.
He is.
Is he shy, though? You think that's part of it?
I think he's just a boring guy.
Yeah, it's like he's never excited about anything. He just, I don't know if he thinks he's full of himself or, you know, or thinks he's this great
Or maybe he wonders why people would even care what he has to say.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he might be kind of shy. And sometimes shy people come across that way. He was born in Chicago. I didn't know that. Chicago, Illinois. Some trivia about Harrison Ford. He was a master carpenter before becoming a movie star. Craft that he still does as a hobby. It was revealed in The Late Show with David Letterman in 1993 that Harrison Ford has some false teeth. Two were pulled by a dentist after some, and some others were damaged when he fell during a TV appearance earlier in his career. Harrison Ford is a private pilot. Now, you've heard him talk, I'm sure, about flying planes.
Sure.
He typically will fly a plane back and forth between two different homes, one in New York City and one in, I believe it's Wyoming, if I'm not mistaken.
With his wife?
What's her name?
Callista.
Callista.
Oh, Plata. That's right. Callista, Allie McBeal.
Skeleton.
That's right. Harrison Ford is listed as one of 50 people barred from entering Tibet. Because of some
Tibet?
Sort of Tibet, yeah. Because of some sort of a dispute with the Disney Corporation when he was filming a movie in 1997, so he's not allowed to enter.
I don't really like him in any movie. I mean, The Fugitive is really the only movie I like him in.
Indiana Jones.
I liked Indiana Jones.
I haven't seen Air Force One.
I didn't like. I wasn't a big fan of his in Air Force One.
Patriot Games. Do you never saw that one?
His ex-wife Melissa Matheson wrote the screenplay for, you know, a movie?
No.
E.T. 1982.
Is that how he met Steven Spielberg?
I think that's how he got the part on the Star Wars movie.
George Lucas.
No.
When Steven Spielberg.
I'm thinking there's some kind of connection there. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was through his wife. I could be wrong. Let's see. He considers the Mosquito Coast to be his the favorite of his all movies. Have you ever even heard of the Mosquito Coast?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They say that it was in 1986. That was his favorite movie that he did.
His movie with Anne Heche, even though I thought she was kind of weird in it.
What is that one called? Don't they crash in a plane or something?
Yes.
Or?
Oh yeah.
He lives in a white painted ranch house that he built himself in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Nice.
He has a scar on his chin that he got in 1968 when he tried to buckle up while already driving and lost control of the car.
Before,
as he was trying to put his seatbelt on while he was driving
and
lost control of the car.
He already had it on?
No, he didn't have it on. He
was car, and as I'm driving down the street, I pull the seatbelt and hook it in.
Hmm. Could be dangerous. You better watch out.
Obviously. Yeah. It's illegal, Tina. You're supposed to have that thing buckled when you're ready to go. The scar is that I mentioned has been explained in two of his films. Let's see here. He piloted his helicopter to rescue a dehydrated 20-year-old hiker once in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He replaced Kevin Costner in the movie Air Force One in 1997. In 2001, Harrison Ford was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the richest male actor. Now, there's some trivia for you. The U.S. box office grosses all of Harrison Ford films. The total comes to $3.18 billion.
Wow.
With worldwide grossing totals approximately $5.65 billion. No actor in history has box office grosses nearly as large as Harrison Ford.
Star Wars, I would think, would have a big chunk of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Both his Indiana Jones jacket and his hat are on display at the Smithsonian Institution. At the time, his divorce from Melissa Matheson was the most expensive in the history of Hollywood. Today, it is ranked.
Isn't it just Institute? Smithsonian Institute?
Smithsonian Institution.
It's the institution?
That's what it says here.
All right, this is awkward.
Do you want to Google that while I'm reading? From the Harrison Ford. USA Today could be wrong. Let's see here. What else? One of his early jobs before he was an actor was a roadie on tour with the Doors.
Wow.
Kind of strange.
That doesn't fit.
Mm-mm. he was offered the title role in the movie Schindler's List in 1993, but declined, saying that some people would not be able to look past him as a star to see the importance of the film.
I can see that.
Yeah. Here's Robert. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Okay, how about you all?
We're good.
Good, Robert.
What's going on?
You talk about Harrison Ford and being a master carpenter. He actually became a carpenter way back when, and this is according to he himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio Mendes, Brasilia 66, from back in the 60s or whenever,
mm-hmm.
put out a contract for bid in Los Angeles to build his own recording studio. Harrison Ford put a bid in on it and got it, knew absolutely nothing about carpentry, said he went to the Los Angeles City Library, checked out a book on carpentry, took it out there with him, sat down, started reading, and built Sergio Mendez's recording studio from scratch.
Wow.
Now, that's according to he himself.
Wow.
Some skills.
And since then, he really got into all this, be a real master carpenter.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah, that he says he went to the library and got a book on carpentry and sitting out there and built his recording studio.
How about that? Well, so, I wish I could do stuff like that. That'd be handy, people that can do that stuff, can cut and wood and build crap. I wish I could do that. That'd be great.
All you gotta do is go to the library
and get a book. I can get
there
a library
you
card. You're right, Robert.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Later.
Have a good weekend. See ya.
Bye.
Wow. Checked out a book.
Hmm.
Learned how to become
a carpenter. That's a lifetime or life series of do it yourself books.
My son did that. He applied for a job and said he knew how to do this one kind of programming, but he didn't. So he went and got a book and
learned it. Mm-hmm. Before he...
Yep. Wow. All right. Okay, we're going to break. We'll come back. Don't forget Joe Hipperson will be with us a little bit after 4 o'clock today. Mike Evans will join us as well. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we do have some slow traffic. It's in pockets, though, from Teslon Ferry through Big Bend, and that's basically because of that earlier accident that was at Doherty Ferry that's been cleared. We have westbound 64 starting to get a little heavy around McCausland, definitely around 270 in Mason, and you'll find a little slowdown west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 starting to get heavy around the airport. It's slow again, Mid-River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes, and eastbound 270, you will find slow traffic east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. Hey,